Berlin. Wir befinden uns im Jahr 2026
and tentatively we take a look back at the events of the recent past.
Als vor wenigen Jahren
the sudden appearance of an extremely contagious viral aggressor on the global stage, which had hitherto exclusively featured human protagonists, caused the majority of humanity to radically and exclusively focus on their own well-being and the safekeeping of the future of their own species, the humans. The current climate crisis, accelerating species extinction rates, and the destruction of global habitats got seriously upstaged by an omnipresent threat to individuals of the human species. The fact that a project by the artist group Club Real of all people was supported by cultural funds which had been created to provide economic support for so-called Klein- and Kleinkünstlerinnen in distress was probably not primarily intended as a reparation payment for this human egocentrism. After all, the project Organisms Democracy Baltic Sea aimed at the radical democratization of the Baltic Sea, this brackish, lukewarm, stagnant overflow basin of the North Sea. But the jurors were probably less concerned with biodiversity than with the diversity of the artistic and cultural landscape. However, after Club Real had already denaturalized, politicized, and thus revolutionized large areas of the European mainland with a series of long-term projects, it was the Baltic Sea's turn to be transformed from an oil-smeared shroud of extinction into a species-rich, prosperous, egalitarian organisms democracy. All creatures living in or around the Baltic Sea should be given equal political rights, and the representatives of the interests of seagrass, for example, should be allowed to strive for a parliamentary balance of interests together and on an equal footing with the representatives of, for instance, the mitten crab.
Soweit die Antragsprosa.
So much for the lyrics of the grant application.
Wir werden sehen.
We will see.
Und
and most of
wir werden
all,
vor allem hören.
We will get to listen.
Klaus?
Hey, this is Professor Tuomisto calling from the island of Suomilinna.
Hello, what can I do for you?
Am I talking to Sandra Kress of the Freies Kulturbüro Ehrliche Arbeit?
Yes.
Great. Nice to meet you.
Sorry, where do you call from?
I'm calling from Helsinki, from a small offshore island in the Baltic Sea, which is actually one of the keywords leading to the question of why am I calling. As far as I know, you have been involved in the arts project, Organisms Democracy Baltic Sea.
Ah, right. Now I see, yes. Organisms Democracy Baltic Sea was this Club Real Ostsee project. I was doing the production.
Yes, and you've been involved from the very beginning.
Yes, yes, I have. Ist aber schon ein paar Jahre her.
5 years?
Oh. Yeah, we started in 2021. I do remember, wir hatten immer noch zu tun mit der Corona-Lockdown-Situation.
And did you have the slightest idea this was going to grow so big?
No, no, I didn't. And I'm pretty sure nobody had.
The success of the project was überwältigend. In our days, all the species in the Baltic Sea are represented in a parliament. What? Yes, this amazing species like seaweed do have voice among the international group of representatives. Its issues are subject matters of negotiation. Its interests are heard. All its concerns do matter.
Ja, genau. Im Parlament of all species sind jetzt alle Organismen, die die Ostsee bewohnen, gleichberechtigt vertreten.
But hey, the Baltic Sea had been dead as a grave for decades. The Club Real project turned it into multi-species paradise within only 5 years. And everybody takes this for granted.
Ja.
Right?
Ja, wenn man drüber nachdenkt, ist das wirklich unbelievable.
Isn't it?
But who exactly are you, wenn ich fragen darf?
Oh, sorry. I did not introduce myself properly. My name is Ture Tuomisto. I'm head of the Institute for Obscurantistic Research based on the island of Suomilinna.
Sorry, I have never heard of this institute before.
No, it's okay. Me and my institute, let's say we are having an eye on the shady side of the Enlightenment.
Muss ich das sofort verstehen?
No, no, no. It's absolutely fine if you do understand this later.
Why have you contacted me?
I've done some research beforehand, and you seem like the least crazy person to be found within the haze of Club Real. So, let's say I was hoping you might have a healthy distance to the project.
So I do understand you called me because you have questions about the OSSE project.
Yes, I have one single question. Why is the project that successful?
Well, it's not that easy to tell, really.
Because when a project is successful like this, I bet my ass something must have gone terribly wrong.
Sorry? Hab ich richtig verstanden? Wenn etwas so erfolgreich ist, dann muss irgendwas falsch gelaufen sein?
The experience of my daily research keeps telling us every huge success is based on a massive failure.
Die Frage an mich wäre also,
which failure led to the enormous success of Organisms, Democracy, Baltic Sea? I'd really like to figure that out.
Honestly, one thing popped da sofort in meinem Kopf auf.
Which is?
Club Real's theoretical approach was not really revolutionary.
Why not?
What they did was revolutionary because they just did it in praxis. They turned the Baltic Sea into a democracy. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes, go on.
But it was not the posthumanist discourse they referred to, where identities might be put into question in general.
What did they refer to?
By equipping species with rights that had been suppressed and exploited before.
They confirmed their otherness. Of course they did.
Sie haben praktisch den bekannten anthroponormativen Diskurs bestätigt. And all the big fish, die ihre Aktien in der Ostsee hatten, did understand, if only they support organisms democracy, everything stays as it is.
Yeah, maybe.
This is what comes into my mind, without being prepared to answer this question, really.
Well,
but there may be other reasons as well.
Yes, but this is a bit boring, actually. This is the mainstream critic. This comes to everybody's mind when you talk about Club Real.
Okay. Sorry?
No, don't be sorry. Maybe I should give you more of an idea what obscurantist research actually is interested in.
If maybe you can give me an example.
If you'd say, for example, organisms democracy was a success because the Baltic Sea is very dark and full of terrors, then I'd say, yes, give me more of that.
Well, the Baltic Sea is very dark and it is full of terrors. The question is if this led to the success of ODBS.
But maybe this we can figure out together.